Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
So I had a call this morning with my accountability partner, and one of the things that really dawned upon me, although I've known this, but it keeps kind of resurfacing. I keep having the same realization over and over again. It's sometimes the path is really obvious. It's clear as day, but because you're in the picture, because you're inside the bottle, you can't read the label on the outside. So it's obvious to other people when they hear you express yourself, when they hear you talk about your plans and what you're up to and your challenges, it's really obvious to them what you should be doing. And often when you verbalize it to somebody else, not in your own head, but to somebody else, it becomes obvious to you through that process. And that's what happened to me today. We were talking and I was sharing what I'm up to, and you know, my accountability partner repeated back to me what he thinks my focus should be based on what he's hearing. And I thought to myself, well, that's obvious. Right? Yeah, makes perfect sense. And that's an interesting feeling when you articulate something to somebody else and it comes out jumbled and it comes out disorganized and it comes out almost kind of chaotic. And then they kind of like take that, and they, if they know, if they're, you know, they're listening and paying attention and they know what they're doing, and they kind of repackage it, tweak it a little bit, make a few adjustments here and there, and then they repeat it back to you. And you think to yourself, well, geez, why didn't I think of that? It's almost like it's almost like a moment of embarrassment, because you're putting out all this stuff and then somebody else is making sense of it for you. And then in the end, you think to yourself, well, I could have thought of that. Why didn't I? Right. Well, the reason you didn't is because you're too invested. It's just that you're too involved in the nitty gritty and the day to day. And what you lack is perspective. And what you're getting from that other person in that moment is you're getting perspective. So it's not that you're not smart. It's not that you couldn't have figured it out on your own. I'm sure with time you could have figured it out. But talking to somebody else about it, who knows what they're doing, and getting their perspective is a shortcut. That because you lack perspective in the short term, because you're in your business, you can borrow somebody else's perspective. And that's a shortcut to really getting clarity on where you want to go. Later today, in the same day this afternoon, I was on a call with a prospect. And this is somebody I've never talked to before. They reached out of the blue and said, hey, I'd love to talk about working with you. So we're talking about his business, and he's doing really, really well. I mean, this is certainly not the norm. It happens from time to time, but this is a guy who's doing, you know, well beyond, you know, $40,000, $50,000 a month and wants to get to about $100,000 a month. And as he's talking and he's kind of sharing what he's up to and some of the challenges and the scaling problems he's having, to me, it was all pretty obvious. Granted, I was paying attention, which most people don't pay attention, but I was paying attention. I was listening. And to me, it was really obvious. So once he was done, I said, look, I think this has to be your focus. You got to do X, Y, and Z. If you do that and you do that well, you're going to get to $100,000 a month and $1 million a year in no time. And his reaction, although he didn't say these words, but I could tell from his reaction was, oh, that's obvious. Yeah, I mean, that makes perfect sense. And almost like, well, why didn't I think of that? I mean, it's so clear now. How come I couldn't see that picture with clarity before this call? And the reason is because he's too invested. He's too caught up in the day-to-day. He needed somebody with perspective to show him what he can't see. And now he's a smart man. He didn't get to, you know, $40,000, $50,000 a month by accident. He knows what he's doing. He knows the value in learning and getting feedback from people and sharing perspectives and having a coach walk you through these things. So on the spot, he was like, sign me up. I want to be a client. How does it work? Tell me about it, because I'm sold. And you know, it was nothing brilliant that I did. I mean, I'm sure I created some value in that conversation, I hope, but you know, I clarified for him what the path looks like going forward if he wants to achieve his goals. And he needed someone to do that for him. And as a result, now he wanted to work with me. So the lesson that I want to share with you in all of this is the more that you have those conversations, the better. whether that's with an accountability partner, whether that's with a mentor or with a coach or with a mastermind group. There's many ways to do this. But if you're not having those conversations on a regular basis, at the very least monthly, if not weekly, with different people, then what's probably happening, my guess, and I'm pretty sure I'm right, what's probably happening is you're getting way too caught up in your own head and you're preventing yourself from making progress because you're making mistake after mistake after mistake, but nobody's really calling you on it. No one's there to check in and to look at what you're doing and to say, you know what, you're wasting time on this. You shouldn't be going down this rabbit hole. This is the path that you should be on. If you don't have that person in your life, go and find them as soon as possible. And once you find them, never let go. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.